This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, a vote is expected next week.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
Unsurprisingly, it was an identical party-line vote on both the abuse of power charge and obstruction of Congress, sending the two charges to the full House with a vote expected next week. Republican Louie Gohmert says the real abuse lies other places.
Perhaps none more so than in the House of Representatives by the majority.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal.
I don't believe that the American people have ever seen a president who is so abusive of his power.
President Trump calls his impeachment crazy, again saying he's done nothing wrong. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, President Trump says current levies on certain products coming into the United States will remain as leverage for the second phase of negotiations.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demonstrators took to the streets of central London Friday night to protest the result of the UK's general election, which saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party win a sizable majority. Henry Ridgewell has more.
One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off. In a victory speech, the Prime Minister said he would fulfil that central promise.
We will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a united kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Indian Muslims across the country took to the streets on Friday to protest new citizenship legislation, which the United Nations has called discriminatory. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
Thousands of Indian Muslims took to the streets across the country on Friday as anger over new citizenship legislation grew. Violent protests have erupted since the controversial law was passed by Parliament earlier this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government's bill will allow citizenship for persecuted Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who fled Muslim-majority Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan before 2015. The UN Human Rights Office voiced concern over the law on Friday, saying it was fundamentally discriminatory in nature by excluding Muslims.
That's Ciara Lee of Reuters. Former Prime Minister Abdelmadjid Tebboune was announced as Algeria's new president Friday. After a vote, the authorities hope will end months of turmoil and protests. Eimear McCarthy reports that might not be the case.
The 74-year-old campaigned as a technocrat who had proven his integrity by being sacked for falling out with powerful business tycoons after just 3 months serving as prime minister in 2017 under former president Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who demonstrators successfully toppled in April. Thousands have once again taken to the streets to protest the military-backed elite that has ruled Algeria for decades, warning their movement won't stop. The election body said some 9 million Algerians took part, roughly 40%, though some protesters said they believed the figure was false and there were no foreign observers to monitor the vote.
That's Eimear McCarthy. And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.